I'm Eric Carley, and right now we're sitting down with an old friend, Henry Albert from Freightliner's team, Run Smart. Henry, good to see you. How are you?
Good to see you again, Eric. I'm just fine.
All right. Hey, welcome back. Let's talk about where Henry is today. Team Run Smart, what a great initiative. You've been a part of that since the beginning. How long ago did that start?
Well, it actually goes all the way back to 2008. Originally, it was Slice of Trucker Life, which
right.
then grew into Team Run Smart.
Right.
So I've been with it since the beginning.
Yeah. And so what truck are you driving right now?
I'm running the Cascadia Evolution I with the integrated drivetrain from Detroit.
And so give us some insight. Walk us through this truck. First of all, tell us about that Detroit that is under the hood.
Well, the Detroit with the integrated package, when one manufacturer is making each component all the way from the water pump literally all the way to the rear axle, you can make all those parts communicate and design specifically for each other. When it's mixed matched from components from different manufacturers, there's only so much information that any one of those manufacturers will share because they know that they're going to talk to another manufacturer later on.
Hmm.
So having it all from one person or one business, as it may be, they're able to communicate and function as a unit.
Tell us about the truck and the kind of performance you're getting from your Freightliner.
Well, my lifetime average on it's been 9.7. Hmm. It was on the previous truck as well. This truck I should be beating the other truck, but I've been doing a lot more demonstration drives for people, which hurts my overall number.
Yeah.
On a few occasions when I've got to stretch it out on its legs.
Right, right,
It's thrown some really good numbers.
Wow. All right, so walk us through the cab as you're sitting in the driver's position here, and you're describing this on the radio. Somebody who can't see what you're describing, describe that cab for us inside that Cascadia, what you love about this operation.
Well, one, and it comes to mind while we're doing a radio interview, is when you close the doors on it, it's one step away from being in a sound studio. It's so quiet. Oftentimes, if I'm talking to my wife on my headset, she can't hear the truck at all. She jokes around, "Are you working?" And it's always a joke. I have to put the window down to make some wind noise to convince her that I'm really am working. That and the view out of the windows, you don't realize so much how they've really worked at having a good view of the road till you end up getting into another truck and it feels like you're blind.
Mm. What about the comfort factor inside the Cascadia?
Everything's been designed around that, from the quietness to the widest door that's in the industry, the widest cab and room to move around. With the ParkSmart HVAC system, which is a battery-powered air conditioning and heating system, you don't have anything running or vibrating while you're trying to sleep. You can sleep next to a reefer trailer and barely hear the reefer engine on the unit next to you. So it makes for a much more peaceful night of sleep. And a lot of people have said to me, as quiet as it is, they would go to sleep. But what the difference is, you don't realize it, a noisier truck really fatigues you throughout the day, and especially at the beginning of your day, that at the end of the day you feel much more refreshed.
Mm. And how has it changed your operation as a driver, having you have been in how many Cascadias have you had along the way now?
I've had three different ones, and it's been as an evolution package as the truck itself has evolved.
Mm.
And when I started my own business as an independent owner-operator, I started with a 96 Freightliner FLD 120 70-inch midroof. That truck did me wonderfully. And part of the thing is, when I was making my decision to start my business, I looked at the most successful operations that grew into large carriers, and the majority of them used Freightliners. So I thought, for my business when I started, following the lead of the people that became the most successful in it, there must be a reason. And there has been a reason. There's more service outlets, there's more parts availability, and the amount of testing that goes into them, they've been very reliable for me as well.
And tell us about your operation for those that don't know.
Right now I run a dry van operation. I have since 2008. Prior to that, we were a flatbed operation running primarily the East Coast. Now my main run is from Charlotte to Laredo, but I'm liable to go anywhere in the country.
Yeah. And what would you tell another driver who has not had a chance to get behind the wheel of a Cascadia yet?
Once they do, it will change their mind. I've had some pretty hard-minded people to be in it, some that had tattoos on their arms of other brands, and they were in it, and they're like, well, now I got to figure out, if I get one of these, what to do with my tattoo.
I love it. And what do you think is the most the most important component here? Is it the entire package? Is it how, you know, we're going back to where you started out, the entire integration plan under the hood and throughout the truck?
Yeah, I guess with what I've done with Freightliner Team Run Smart, what I've gotten to see in working back and forth with the engineers, and I've always been an efficiency-minded person, getting to see when I started in this, back when it was Slice of Trucker Life, my big goal was to get to be able to hit the mile a pint mark, which is 8 miles to the gallon.
Right.
Of course, fuel was starting to head towards $5 a gallon, so I figured we should probably measure it in a pint, being it was such a valuable commodity.
Right.
But, you know, in a mile a pint really puts a visual for you. If you thought every mile that you're going down the road, you're setting a pint.
Yeah. Wow.
The visualization of that with all the trucks going down the road. But getting to 8 was a pretty big deal.
Right.
And to be able to average better than 8 was a pretty big deal. And to see it over progression that it's up to 9.7, and I've had several tankfuls above the 11 mile to the gallon mark. And that's not off of ECM reports. That's off of actual pump and odometer readings.
Right, right. And so today, what would you give in terms of advice talking to any driver driving any truck of how to be more efficient? What are the top things to remember here?
Well, one, I mean, driving style comes into it always. I make a daily decision. Like I find people that they run 65 no matter what. They run 70 wherever they can or 75. If you're going to get to a shipper an hour after they close, or even worse, an hour after they close on a Friday that you're going to have to sit there all weekend, why be in a hurry to get there
right. And
burn fuel doing it? Mm-hmm. You know, so when you can take your time, take your time. By the same thing, I do, a lot of people think that that's all I do is run for maximum efficiency. I do not. I run for maximum profitability. So if running 75 and a 75 on that particular day means that I'm going to get an extra load off and on that I wouldn't have been able to accomplish otherwise.
Right.
Or if it's going to make my customer happy.
Right.
You can't put a value on that.
Sure.
Versus making them upset if I ran slow to get there and got there late.
Right.
It's really what you're doing is maximum profitability. And that's what I really like about the Team Run Smart program, where they talk about the health of the driver, the fuel efficiency of your operation, how you run your business, on all the major, your fuel economy, all the pillars that go into making a successful business. And chasing after fuel mileage is, well, it's the same way as when I used to race stock cars.
Right.
You get involved in that and they start saying, well, this doesn't make much difference, and this little piece doesn't make that much of a difference. But when you put all the pieces together, it starts to make a big difference, which was a big thing when they created the Cascadia Evolution. It was already the leading fuel mileage truck out there, but they made several little tweaks that, to look at any of them, they weren't a big deal. When you added them together, it increased the efficiency by another 5%.
Incredible, which adds up very quickly, as you already know and drivers already know. TeamRunSmart.com is the website. Henry, always great talking to you again. I know that you're going to be out there again spreading the message. Go to TeamRunSmart.com. Follow along with Henry and the other drivers that are a part of Team Run Smart, and we will talk to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Great to be with you, Eric.